I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Iraqi Christians are bracing for more deadly attacks in the wake of Muslim fury over offensive cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad published in Europe. Open Doors Ministries' Carl Moeller says the situation will grow more difficult for believers.
One of the stated objectives of the radical Islamists in these areas is to use these bombings, targeted, coordinated, obviously planned, with one intention, and that intention is to drive the Christian community out of their country.
Mueller agrees that the church in Iraq is hard-pressed, though as a remnant, he says their evangelistic vision remains clear. Next, phones are ringing off the hook at Little Samaritan Radio as the gospel is reaching millions through 12 radio stations in Moldova and 23 in Romania. Their newest antenna is now situated on top of a building that once printed Romanian communist propaganda. Little Samaritan's Florin Pindikblad says a pastor's comments in Moldova is proof that LSR is effective.
90% of those coming to Christ to be baptized were the people who accepted Christ through the radio Little Samaritan, who hear the gospel, they ask for the Bibles, they pray, and then we encourage them to seek churches where they could be involved and to grow.
And Crossroad Bible Institute is excited to report that after 1 year, their new reentry program for prison inmates is a resounding success. Last year, they assisted more than 1,200 of their students in the reentry process following incarceration. Crossroad provided connections with reentry ministries to help in the crucial stages of transition upon release from prison. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD Spirituals, Songs of the Soul. It's likely to stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed like innocent orphans. So get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.